Janice Goldblum is an archivist at the National Academy of Sciences.
When the National Academy of Sciences dedicated its headquarters building in April 1924, it ended a period of 60 years without a home. Founded in 1863 to provide scientific advice to the federal government, the Academy met in borrowed space, often at the U.S. Capitol, Library of Congress, or Smithsonian Institution. With the new century, the goal of a home for the Academy gained new momentum. The election of the astrophysicist George Ellery Hale to the Academy provided a visionary leader. Hale was key in creating the National Research Council on the eve of U.S. entry into World War I. Hale's desire for a home for the NAS preceded the war, and in 1918, with his connections in industry, philanthropy, and finance, and the increased profile of the NAS and the NRC for their wartime accomplishments, he raised $5 million from the Carnegie Corporation of New York, $1.5 million for a building, and the rest an endowment for the NRC. The architect, Bertram Grosvenor Goodhue, initially disliked this Constitution Avenue site. He called it flat and uninteresting, and he said it would require marble masses and columns due to its placement near the new Lincoln Memorial. As it turns out, our location in proximity to the National Mall and great national monuments is a fortunate one, demonstrating physically the Academy's role in national life. The Academy's decoration symbolizes the importance of science. Goodhue worked with a team of artists, here sculptor Lee Lowry, painter muralist Hildreth Meyer, and painter textile artist Albert Herder. Goodhue decreed that all the design and decoration would celebrate the lore, history, meaning, and role of science. The exterior of the building strikingly illustrates this through the six great window embrasures showing the founders of science, the pediment above the front door with its evolutionary theme, and the chenaux or frieze at the eaves with its alternating owls and lynxes symbolizing wisdom and observation, and look for the coiled serpents at the corners. Across the front of the building, a quotation in Greece from Aristotle's Metaphysics celebrates the scientific method. The investigation of truth is in one way hard and in another way easy. An indication of this is found in the fact that no one is able to attain the truth entirely, while on the other hand, no one fails entirely. But everyone says something true about the nature of things, and by the union of all, a considerable amount is amassed.